This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something that definitely keeps a lot of business owners and marketers awake at night.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's how do you actually grow your Google Ads campaigns, scale them up without just setting money on fire?
Ah, the classic challenge. More conversions, yes.
Yeah.
But control the costs.
Exactly. It's this constant pressure. You want more leads, more sales. Totally get that. But there's always that fear, right? Escalating costs, maybe breaking the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been digging into some really smart strategies from PPC specialist Clark Mago. Really insightful stuff.
Okay.
And I'm excited to share what we've kind of pulled together today. The mission here is to give you, our listener, a practical roadmap. How to scale Google Ads successfully, focus on efficiency, real growth, and, better ROI.
Good plan.
Okay, let's unpack this.
You know, it's true. The pressure to get bigger numbers, more results from paid search, it's always there. Everyone wants those conversion numbers climbing.
And the first instinct, almost like a reflex, is just increase the budget.
Right.
More spend equals more results. That feels like the simple answer, at least at first glance.
And that's precisely the myth we really need to bust today.
Okay.
Because while, yes, budget matters, successful scaling isn't just about pouring more dollars in and hoping for the best.
It sounds expensive.
It is. It's a surefire way to bleed cash. Real scaling, effective scaling, it's about optimizing what you're already doing well.
Building on success.
Exactly. And then expanding strategically. It's this balance, you see. Volume versus cost efficiency. It means leaning into smarter audience targeting, better bidding strategies, and just ongoing, relentless refinement.
Okay. So if it's not just spend more, what does this actually look like? What does this mean for you, the listener, in practical terms? How do we do this without wasting budget?
Great question. And that's what Clark Mago's insights really help with.
Right. So we've distilled it down into 5, let's say, proven ways to scale without that waste. These are things you can actually do.
Actionable steps. Love it.
So first up, segment your high intent campaigns first.
Okay. Explain that. Because a lot of people jump to keywords.
Right. But the idea here is leverage, not just brute force. You find your absolute best performers, the campaigns, the audience segments that consistently bring in conversions profitably.
The winners.
And you scale those.
It sounds simple, but there's a discipline there, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's avoiding that trap of trying to scale everything all at once.
Exactly. That just dilutes your budget.
Massive budget drainer. So focus the resources where they're already giving you the best return.
Yeah.
Build that solid foundation.
Scale what works, then you can duplicate, adapt those successes for similar audiences.
Precisely. It's being super intentional about where every single dollar is going.
Makes total sense. Build on the winners. Okay, strategy number 2. This involves leveraging automated bidding, things like target CPA, maximize conversions. Sounds efficient.
They can be incredibly efficient, powerful even. But, and this is a big but, you need guardrails.
Ah, the caveat. Tell me about the guardrails.
It's absolutely non-negotiable. This is not set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Not at all. These automated strategies, they must be paired with, first, accurate conversion tracking. That's table stakes. And second, realistic goals.
What does that mean, practically?
It means setting, say, realistic bid strategy targets. Maybe putting in explicit max CPA limits or ROAS targets, if that makes sense for you. And crucially, you never just trust the algorithm blindly. Especially during its learning phase or when the market gets choppy.
So you're still actively managing it?
Absolutely. Your guardrails are there to stop Google's AI from, spending aggressively on stuff that isn't working. Automated bidding needs clean, accurate data constantly fed into it. And your monitoring is key. It prevents that uncontrolled spending.
That's a really important distinction because, the temptation is just flick a switch and walk away.
Doesn't work like that for scaling successfully.
Okay, so we've got focusing on top performers, using automation smartly with guardrails. What about the actual search terms, people typing into Google? The instinct might be go big, high volume keywords, but there's a smarter way.
Definitely. Strategy number 3 is about keyword expansion, yes, but strategically. We're talking long tail and branded keywords.
Not just the obvious expensive head terms.
Exactly. This approach is kind of perfect for scaling without massively inflating your costs. Think of it like fishing with a spear, not just a giant net.
Okay. I like that. More precise.
Right. You might get fewer total searches, but the clicks you get are often much more qualified because the intent is so specific. And the bonus, these long-tail variations, your branded terms, they usually have way lower cost per clicks, lower CPCs.
Less competition.
Less competition, higher relevance often, so they drive more qualified clicks. It's really a goldmine for efficient growth.
Love that analogy. Spear phishing, not net phishing for keywords.
Okay, number four. This one feels fundamental. Improving ad relevance and quality scores. For listeners maybe newer to this, quick recap.
Yeah.
What is quality score and why is it so critical here?
Sure. Think of quality score as Google's grade, like 1 to 10, for how relevant your keyword, your ad copy, and your landing page are to what the user actually searched for. Okay, Google's assessment of your relevance.
Pretty much. And a higher score isn't just a vanity metric. Google actively rewards you. You get lower CPCs, often better ad positions.
So cheaper clicks and better visibility.
Exactly. Imagine getting the same clicks, but for, say, 20% less cost. That's budget you can reinvest or just pocket as profit margin. It's huge.
Wow.
So when your ad relevance is high, your quality scores go up, your CPCs go down. Improving those scores lets your budget stretch so much further as you scale. It fundamentally changes the economics. Working smarter, getting more bang for your buck.
That's basically like getting free money just for being relevant.
Mm.
Okay, and finally, number five. This takes us beyond just keywords, using lookalike and customer match audiences.
Right. Scaling isn't only about finding new search terms. It's also about finding the right people. Smarter audience targeting.
How does that work in practice?
Well, you leverage the data you already have. You can upload your existing customer list, maybe your best buyers, directly into Google Ads. That's customer match. You could use website retargeting, obviously, to re-engage people who visited but didn't buy or convert.
Standard stuff, yeah.
But then the real magic for scaling often comes with lookalike audiences. Google takes your source list, say, your best customers again, and finds new people across the web who share similar characteristics.
So finding clones of your best customers.
Kind of. And a pro tip here.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of your starting list, your seed audience, is absolutely critical. Don't just upload everyone, upload your best, most valuable customers. That ensures the lookalikes Google finds are also likely to be high value.
Smart. Garbage in, garbage out applies here too.
Absolutely. It's a super efficient way to expand your reach because you're targeting people with a high probability of converting based on proven data.
That's brilliant. Using your existing success to find more success. Okay, so these five strategies, segmenting winners, smart automation, long-tail branded keywords, quality score, and audience matching, they all sound great. But they all rely on one thing, right? Clark Mago's piece really hammers this home. Don't scale blind. You have to track everything.
Cannot be. Overstated, this is the foundation. You absolutely need robust, accurate conversion tracking, reliable attribution tools, comprehensive dashboards.
What does robust mean here?
It means your Google Analytics 4, or whatever you use, is set up correctly. That you understand your attribution model, last click, data-driven, linear, whatever it is. That your CRM or your reporting tools give you a clear, basically real-time picture of what's actually happening, what's driving revenue or leads.
Not just clicks or impressions.
Exactly. Those can be vanity metrics. Without the right data, the accurate data, it's impossible to know if your scaling efforts, your increased budget, are driving real results or just noise. You can't optimize what you can't measure properly.
Scaling without clear visibility is just guessing.
It's guessing. And guessing with ad spend is a very, very fast way to break your budget and potentially your business.
Wow. Okay. So pulling it all together then, the bottom line seems crystal clear. Smarter scaling wins. It's got to be data-driven, really deliberate.
That's exactly right. And when you do it this way, the results are tangible. You see lower acquisition costs. You see higher quality leads coming in. And most importantly, you see a measurable, positive return on investment. It boils down to discipline, really. Scaling with intention, not just scaling out of ambition or, worse, desperation.
Building a profitable, sustainable growth engine, not just a leaky bucket.
Spot on.
What a great breakdown. So, just to recap for everyone listening, we covered identifying and scaling your high-intent winners first, using automated bidding, but with those crucial guardrails, expanding smartly with long-tail and branded keywords, powering up your campaigns by improving ad relevance and quality scores, and then finding more great customers using lookalike and customer match. This really equips you, the listener, with the knowledge to dodge those common expensive mistakes and actually achieve growth without, you know, bleeding the budget dry. Hopefully you feel more confident approaching Google Ads scaling now more efficiently.
And maybe one final thought to chew on. If we connect this to the bigger picture, How could these principles, this idea of scaling with intention, this data-driven discipline, how might that apply elsewhere?
Interesting. Beyond just Google Ads.
Yeah. Think about other parts of your business, expanding a product line maybe, growing your team, or even personal goals. That mindset of optimizing what works, setting guardrails or limits, constantly measuring progress, it feels pretty universal, doesn't it?
That's a fantastic point, that discipline of smart, measured growth. Really powerful, something definitely worth considering.
Food for thought.
Absolutely. Well, take these lessons, apply them, and keep exploring smart, efficient growth in everything you do. That's all for this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.